Attention golfers, if you're looking to upgrade your game with a set of high-quality clubs that are blazing fast beyond forgiving and beautifully made, check out the all-new PXG Gen 6 golf clubs. Not only are they easy to hit, they deliver outstanding distance and incredible accuracy, lowering your scores and bringing you more fun on the golf course. What more could you want? Schedule your Gen 6 fitting today at pxg.com or by calling 844-PLAY-PXG.
What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Beatin' the Bookie, and I am here to guest host the Stripe Show podcast as Travis is on vacation in the Bahamas playing some golf. I let him know that you guys are in good hands this week, as you always are when I take over this show. We cashed Corey Connors a couple weeks ago at 40-1 to be the first round leader and 25-1 to be the winner in Texas. So I hope you guys cash there. This week, we head to New Orleans for the Zurich Classic, a team event. One of my favorite events on tour, as it is a very predictable event because we do have some really good teams playing in this one. Now, rounds 1 and 3 here will be 4-ball, and rounds 2 and 4 will be alternate shot. The 2022 champions, Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele, the number 4 and 5 golfers in the world right now, are back to defend their record-setting title last year. These two are among the hottest on tour right now, and they're going to be hard to stop. They broke the course record last year at 29 under, and I like these guys to repeat. Even though they have short odds, I think plus 325 is a lock for me. And I love these guys to repeat. Just when you look at their current form, they're easily the best two golfers heading into this event. So I like Xander and Patrick Cantlay to repeat at plus 325. I found that number at Bet Online, guys. And also, right now, it is Tuesday, about 1 p.m. Eastern time. I took these guys at minus 150 to be a top 10 finish. I don't see how any way possible they finish outside of the top 10. So I took them at minus 150 for a top 10 finish for two units. I see absolutely no way they do not finish in the top 10. Now you got to move fast because that might have been a line error because they're minus 220 other places. They were minus 150 at DraftKings for a top 10 finish. So if you can get that number, make sure you lock it in. I think that's pretty much a lock. And I hate to use lock word, but I think that's pretty much a lock. Now we move on to the second favorites of the tournament, Max Homa and Colin Morikawa, who played together at Cal. They're the second favorites here at plus 900. After the hot start to both their seasons, both have cooled off. Max is playing some pretty poor golf the last couple weeks. So I will not be backing these guys to win this tournament at plus 900. I just don't think they can keep up with Patrick Cantlay and Xander with their current forms right now. So I'm going to pass on Homa and Morikawa at plus 900. The next bet I'm going to make is Sam Burns, who has been has had a nice resurgence the last few weeks since the TPC. He's playing with Billy Horschel, who has not been playing some great golf, but every year, it seems, the last few years, Billy has not really been playing well. And then comes the team event, which kickstarts his season. So I like Sam Burns and Billy Horschel at plus 1,700 at FanDuel to win. I played that for one unit. These guys got second place last year behind Xander and Patrick, and I think they're going to get second place this year at worst, maybe third place. But I do like them at plus 1,700 to win. Sam Burns can get hot, and he can play just as well as anybody on tour, and he's been playing great. And like I said, Billy Horschel, he usually uses this event to kickstart his season, and I think he does the same thing this year. So I like Sam Burns, Billy Horschel, at plus 1,700. You can find that at FanDuel. I also took these guys to finish in the top 10 at plus 200. I have one dark horse for this event, guys. This is Joel Dahman. Netflix is, full swing favorite. Everybody loves Joel now. And Denny McCarthy at plus 4,600 to win it. I don't really know if they can win it, but at plus 4,600, I think that they have the talent to win it if they both get hot. It'll be hard to stay hot for four rounds, but I think at plus 4,600, we represent some value there, or we could possibly hedge if we need to down the road. But just take that plus 4,600, sprinkle like a quarter of a unit or a half unit if you want on that. And we can try to cash that ticket as well. I really do like for them the top 10 at plus 320. That's a top 10 finish for Joel Dahmen and Denny McCarthy at plus 320 for one unit, guys. All right. Now, to sum up those bets, we took Patrick Cantlay and Xander to win at plus 325 at BetOnline. I took them for two units for a top 10 finish right now at DraftKings at minus 150. So betting three units to win two. I took that at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, Eastern time. All right. The second bet was Billy Horschel and Sam Burns plus 1,700 to win at FanDuel. And a top 10 finish at plus 200 for two units as well. So two units bet wins four units. And the final play, what we just talked about, Joel and Denny McCarthy plus 4,600 to win half unit. And top 10 plus 320. Last but not least, I know you guys would want some round one leaders since we have hit quite a few of those on this show. I took round one leader Xander and Patrick Cantlay, no surprise there, plus 1,000. So if you feel like those full tournament odds are too low to back, you don't really want to back a plus 325 favorite for the entire tournament, take the first round leader at plus 1,000 for one unit to return 11. The next I took Colin Morikawa, Max Homa, plus 1,600. I also took this for one unit. And we rounded it out with Billy Horschel and Sam Burns, plus 2,200 for the first round leader for one unit. So to sum up those first round leaders, we have Xander and Cantlay, plus 1,000. Morikawa, Homa, plus 1,600. And Burns and Billy Horschel, plus 2,200. Those are the bets this week, guys. I will also be doing a live video probably tomorrow with Live Picks for Live Australia. So make sure you tune into that. If you like money, you like to bet live, you like to bet PGA. No matter what the event is, there's always money to be made. You may not like team golf here this weekend, but I promise the Zurich Classic will be some good golf. Make sure you tune in and let's cash some more tickets, guys. Have a great week and I'll see you later.